We back at it again, y'all. Back at it. Franco. Hey. Jay Dutch. Hey. Khalees. Hey. Listen. One time for the Sweet 16. The number of years Randy been doing his thing. Hey. Right on time, just like a fresh G-Shock. Bringing light to the party right at the press box. Hey, everybody. It's a new season. Players putting smiles on faces and all for good reason. Hey. Let's get some wings. Let's drink a couple beers. Yeah. And chat it up with the players that we all cheer. It's the player show that features different guests. Yes. Thanks to my man, we only meet the best. 7 o'clock, that means it's time to start the show. And I'm so glad y'all get to rock to my flows. Hey.
Get them, baby.
And now, for the 16th year, let's take it to the press box with Randy Harris and his special guest.
We are live coming to you from the Press Box Sports Emporium. It's alumni night. Styles G. White in the house. Let's say hey to SGW.
Hello.
Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Something I asked you about 20 minutes ago. Yes. And this may be the first time ever. I honestly believe, and you were popular as a player.
I'm popular now.
I think you're more popular now. I really do think you're more popular now than when you were a player. How is that? Why is that? Because it's you?
Let's go. Yeah, okay. I like that. That's a good answer.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I get to show my personality, I guess, a little more, so.
I don't know. You showed your personality a lot when you played.
I did. Yeah, I did. But, you know, I don't know.
How long?
I like it, though.
How long has it been since you've been on the show?
Okay.
It seems like forever.
Let's go with how long have you invited me to be on the show?
No.
Let's go with that.
You know that's not true.
I'm just saying.
You know that's not true. You had poker night. You had cigar night. You had work. You had
none
to sleep.
None of you showed up to.
Well, that's because I don't play poker. I don't smoke cigars. And I don't play chess.
Okay,
that was chess, right?
Right? Chess, yeah.
How long does it feel? I think we said it's been 5 years.
It's been 5 years.
God, I can't believe that's been 5 years.
And I'm still transitioning.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you talked to other players on the process and how long? You know, Jorge Diaz, I know, processed through it, and it took a long time.
Yeah, it's just the lifestyle. Even though I did it for 4 years, it's just –
You did what for 4 years?
Play football for the Bucks for 4 years.
For the Bucks, but you started in like 2002.
Yeah, but you know that was a long.
No, I understand. Yeah, and I know it was a long journey. Yeah. But
like that lifestyle and all that.
Right, you had that lifestyle.
It started fast. So when I was in Houston, it was fun and. It was, I guess, from that aspect. Yeah, it was a long time. Now I'm just coming out of it. Well, I'm still coming out of it. Just adjusting.
Does it seem like a lifetime ago that you played in the NFL?
No, because I'm still young.
Okay. Okay. Good old same as always.
I'm consistent.
So you can remember.
Yeah,
playing, you remember the...
It was like 5 years ago.
Well, 5 years is a long time.
Do I remember about when? Yeah, I remember.
What do you remember?
I remember you getting on my nerves. I remember good times. I remember.
I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna take the abuse.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sure when I get these questions, I'm gonna take a lot of abuse too.
Well, I'm gonna change them so they are abusive. you can count on that.
It's good. It's just I remember hanging out with the fellas, going out, practice, complaining, working hard, just. It's a lot of good stuff, a lot of camaraderie.
Oh, no, I mean, I know it was good stuff, but it's just like, you know, we were talking about, I was in the military X amount of years ago, a long time.
How many years ago? What's X mean?
A long.
Equivalent X.
I think it's XXX plus.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Right. That's about right. Okay,
so I don't remember it. I literally remember very little about the ship, living, all that stuff. And I know it's only been 5 years, but you've done a lot of things since those 5 years. You know, moved around, had a couple good jobs.
Yeah.
Might be had a bad one.
Well, you know, it's like I said, it's just adjusting because when you go from like an autocratic leadership to a servant leadership, you know, that's what more of the companies go to. It's different because now you kind of have to hold some of your leadership accountable.
I heard a story. And because you hide from me a lot on the book of face and answering your phones and whatever, I want to know how true this story is that I heard about somebody came into a Wawa, I guess to stock shelves or something, and saw your name.
Oh, I forgot his name. I'm bad. I'm so bad at that. I think it was, I know what he had was Tasty Cakes. So I did know this what he was doing. He was stocking those, and he was talking about football and, you know, with the Bucks and all that. And he's like, oh, your name's Styles? And I was like, yeah. He's like, there was a guy to play for the Bucks. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, you know, he was pretty good. I was like, was he? I'm like, come on, be honest with me. Be honest with me. He's like, no, he was pretty good or whatever. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. So this went on for like two or three weeks, every time he showed up. And he just had no idea.
None and you never told him?
I eventually told him. I think my boss told him. She's like, you can't, because I was telling her. She's like, how you got to tell him? And I was like, all right. So we talked, and he was embarrassed. He didn't know. But I think it's cool. I think it's cool people not know who I am, and they talk about the Bucks or when I played. I've been getting some decent reviews.
Do you sign autographs like John Smith?
No.
Because he didn't know you could have gotten
one? No, absolutely not. Absolutely. He had Tasty Cakes, and they are awesome. So I came out of it.
So you got bonus.
Well, no, I try. But as an employee at Wawa, we can't accept gifts.
Okay, but now you're not an employee at Wawa. Can you accept Tasty Cake gifts? Let's reach out to him.
Yeah, well, first I got to remember his name.
Please.
And I get better at remembering people's names.
I used to play softball with a Tasty Cake guy who stopped by our house once a week with a delivery.
And did you like it?
It was a delivery of more Tasty Cakes than I could ever eat.
But you ate.
And look at this physique. So I ate them all. Every week.
You're still in my thunder if you're going to make fun of yourself.
Well, no. I'm just trying to prove that you can still do it. I'm not stealing your thunder because you didn't get any Tasty Cakes.
No. I know. It's all right, though. It's all right.
All right. So let's get back to the transitioning.
Okay.
How do you know when you have fully transitioned from the NFL, let's be specific.
Right.
Come on, that was almost funny. Come on. Styles.
Yeah. Well, the transition from the NFL, some reality checks, like checks stop coming the way you want them to come. You know what I mean? Like, start getting up, body not beat up as much. It's just a process of the mindset of going from that particular industry to a industry that being not non-related with football.
Do you think while you were playing, and again, we hung out a lot, and I don't know, friends might not be the right word, but we hung out a lot.
We're friends.
Okay. All right, so we're friends. I didn't want to put words down your throat.
No, we're close to being friends. We're like this much.
Oh, we're okay.
Well, because I haven't been on in a while because I haven't been invited.
You know that's not true. You know that's not true. I don't care if you throw me under the bus, but you know that's not true.
I mean, you got any proof that you invited me?
I believe I have text messages.
If you have proof, then I digress. But if you don't, I'm just going to let everyone
know. I believe. Does anybody here work for a phone company? Any phone company. Can't you go back and get records of text messages? Yes. Right? Better be careful. If I can get my text messages.
First off, you had a flip phone for like the longest time, so I know. I know you ain't got no best.
You can still do it. Somebody said you can still do it.
Damn, you can't.
No?
Well, if you do, you let me know.
Okay. Let's go hit a quick break.
Okay.
We do have some questions from the audience. Yay, let me see. What questions. Gift do I want to give you first?
You give me all the gifts.
No, I'm going to give them one at a time. All We're going to give you a gift certificate, because I know how beat up your body still is, from Epic Body Works to go get a 90-minute massage.
Very nice. A deep tissue?
Whatever. You tell them what you want.
It is going
to
be epic.
It is epic. All right. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. This will be 50 minutes left of the Styles G. White Show. We'll be right back.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on Pumpkin Season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com. Kinetics Inspired Fitness is locally owned and operated and offers a diverse mix of fitness for everyone, from your standard weights and machine resistant and cardio equipment to cross and functional training. The environment is great and everyone knows everyone. This is not your typical gym. They offer 24-hour access and are the only fitness center in the area that offers group fitness classes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with their state-of-the-art virtual fitness on-demand system. They also have an outside back area called the backyard, so you can bring your workout outside, offering child care so you can work out while your kids play. Kinetics Inspired Fitness has all your needs, located at 66th Street and 102nd Avenue. Memberships as low as $14.99 a month.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Hey, this is James Brown from Sporting News Radio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. And I apologize I didn't start the show just bringing up the tragedy of Las Vegas today. I'm sure that you've seen it. Unbelievable what's going on. I had a friend of mine that was there. I know that we have some other people here that had friends there. Just shocking. You know, I just kind of wanted to say my thoughts. I'm sure our thoughts are with everybody there in Las Vegas. Matter of fact, one of your best friends was supposed to be at the, or tried to go to the concert.
Yeah, he tried to go. He tried to go, and it was sold out. So, I mean, you know, I don't know how to say it.
But, right. No, I understand you know what you're saying.
Like, it's sad. It's a sad, sad day.
We're going to get to a lot of things.
Okay.
I did 15 seconds of research.
Uh-huh.
Well, like you and I talked, you don't really need to do a whole lot of research when Styles G. White's coming.
Well, yeah, apparently.
Right? It's just conversation.
You put no effort into me being here. That's cool.
Oh. I should have known that was coming. All right. Well, here's the research that I did find, and I'm surprised.
Before you say that, I might be surprised, so go ahead.
Well, since you haven't been able to work a deal with Tasty Cake,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
It shouldn't surprise me that you didn't work a deal with Home Depot.
Why's that?
Because Bernard Marcus went to your high school. So you two are alumnus of the same high school. He's the co-founder of Home Depot. You should have worked some kind of alumni thing.
I did not know that. You got his number?
I'm not even sure he's still alive, but I can.
Oh, back there. Oh, okay, well.
Call us. Well, you can still use that alumni thing.
How can I? If he's not alive, how can I use the alumni thing?
Hey, your grandfather went to the same school as I did.
Because he died. That's not going to
well, you're
really
not
going to
say because he died. You're going to say, we have ties. What was your mascot?
No. My mascot? Yes.
Yeah, at high school.
It was a bulldog.
A bulldog?
Bulldog.
Not asking what your mascot is.
No,
I'm scared. Bulldog. I'm going to say this up front. I'm scared. What is your, do you have a mascot?
I do not have a mascot. I should get a mascot.
Iron Man?
Smile.
What is your love? Everybody here that knows you knows this love of Iron Man. What is it?
It's because it's simple. He's a genius, playboy, billionaire philanthropist.
That wears a mask.
I mean, right, but I mean,
flies.
All of those you can be. Think about it. I mean, being there might be a stretch, but for the most part, all of it you can be. So why not? And he has a cool outfit.
You can be a billionaire too. If you watch Shark Tank, you see it. Now these people make money.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I mean, it's again a stretch, but I shoot for it.
Mark Cuban started selling garbage bags.
Did he?
That's how he started.
I did not know that.
Because he wanted to buy a pair of basketball shoes, and his dad said, go out and earn the money.
And he sold garbage bags.
So he sold garbage bags door to door.
Very nice. Look at you, wealth of knowledge.
How about that?
Huh? I like it.
This could be the question of the night. Now, we will have some gifts to give away, and I'll explain how we're going to do it shortly. We're going to give away the headphones. I have another original grain watch to give away as well. But Kayla wants to know, if you could give advice to your past self, about entering the league. So today, go back in time with your
2002?
Iron Man stuff. Yeah. Well, no, let's go to 2001 because 2002 is when you entered.
Yeah.
So you want to get to the 2001 Greg White.
Okay.
What would Styles G. White tell Greg White today?
That's a good question. Here's how I see it. I have regrets, right? But life will be boring without regrets. So I can't say that what I've done, would I do it over again, maybe would I do it the same way? Yeah, I might. You know what I mean? It's just, I wouldn't be right here right now.
No, I mean, that's true.
So it's kind of hard to say I would change anything.
But not, okay, not necessarily.
I probably would have changed the car I drove.
Only you. Only you.
That's about it. Everything else with life experiences, you can't really, like, I don't really want to take that away.
So
again, I may not be here if it wasn't for the decisions.
No, I'd make sure you're still here.
Well, then I will still be here regardless of whatever decision I make.
I would have the text message to prove it, and I would still have you here.
With the flip.
So there's no advice to not necessarily. This isn't Back to the Future, where if you make a change, then part of your family is going to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Just what one or two things?
I probably would have took my health more like. I was drinking, and can I say drinking?
You can say drinking.
Could we curse on here?
No.
I just
that wouldn't
sure.
be.
No.
If we want to do the whole hour, I would say no.
Okay. Okay. All right. So no, I'm just making sure. I don't know. Probably. Well, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. I got caught up.
What advice you would give today to the 2001 Greg White?
What
do you remember of Greg White?
I remember a lot of things of Greg White.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of good times with Greg White. It was good. But my advice to stay on subject, I forgot what it was.
You already forgot the advice
yeah,
you'd give? So in other words, you want to move on?
No, I just forgot.
Okay.
We'll come back to it when I remember it.
Okay.
No, I want to be fair. I want to answer her question.
That's fine.
I know what I was talking about. Okay, I got it. So.
How many times did you get hit in the head?
No, I just
in your 10-year career?
No, listen, I would probably help. Like, I would probably take more eating right and all of that stuff serious. I would have took my health more serious. Because it probably would have helped my longevity.
Did you take playing serious? I think you did, but I wasn't there 24/7.
I mean, I did and I didn't. Like, when first it was for fun, it was this and that. Then you understand it's a business. Now you have to prepare yourself like that. And, at that time I was doing it for fun. So when it became business and I had to realize what it took business-wise to compete, you know what I mean? It was different.
What was the difference in 02, 03, 04, whatever, till going to Orlando, playing like you did there for the Predators, okay. Jay making the call.
I remember this. I was talking to my agent, and he wanted me to do off-season workouts, and that's whatever. Again, I wasn't really on it in anything, and I was kind of trying to do things my way. So then I had a conversation with him. I was like, you know what? Clearly my way doesn't work, right? It didn't work. So I was like, I will listen to you, and if it doesn't work out, I blame you. That's how I did it. And it worked out well. So
that was to go to Orlando.
That was in the transition of like 2003 or 2004 is when I was like, you know what? My way is not working.
Were you a better player, or just because you changed what you were doing opened up that opportunity?
I think the change of what I was doing, what the commitment level that I had, that worked out.
Before I go to the question, this is just going to be a total personal question. How good of a football player was Brian, your buddy who's in Orlando? Just curious.
Because he's in Vegas, I can tell you this. I thought he'd play offensive line. He was a defensive lineman. I didn't know.
Okay. Enough said.
Yeah.
What is the most memorable moment you had with a fan during your time in Tampa? And then after Tampa, we'll say throughout. How many different teams? How many different jerseys do you have at the castle?
You know, I don't have as many jerseys as you think I do.
Well, you should have one less, but we'll discuss that later.
Right. I have I got nothing. I got nothing for that. Made me lose my train of thought.
Oh, my God. Get hit in the head a lot.
I did.
Most memorable moment with a fan during your time in Tampa.
Okay. So, Blue Martini. Does that count? When I was drinking?
Sure.
I had great times with fans when we out. Outside of football, it's going out, meeting people, and having drinks and, you know, carrying on cigars.
How about outside of Tampa? Same thing? If they had a Blue Martini, we're good?
Oh, they had a cigar. Nah. But, yeah.
All right, yeah. I know this question's in here somewhere. It was given to me last week. Great question.
Wait, how's the question from last week is tonight's?
Because I'm going to use this more often. I'm going to trademark this question. And okay. This question, like it was for Caleb, some people this just wouldn't make sense to. I really want to know, what makes you mad?
What makes me mad? I try not to get mad.
I know that.
Yeah.
But what does?
What does not make me happy?
Okay.
Is when people are disrespectful. I'm not a big fan of people not. Okay, so
there. Why am I here?
I don't know, but I got you. So let's say this. Like every person you meet is superior in one way or another to you. So any person that I meet is superior in one way or another to me, right? So if I go in there knowing that, then I treat everyone with respect. Because they might be better at math than I am. They're superior to me in one way or another, right? It don't have to be like money or whatever. It could be that. You dig what I'm saying?
No.
Am I losing you?
Yes.
Okay. I'll say it again. Maybe you're catching.
No, I probably won't.
Yeah. So
this, that makes you mad?
No. So my point being is, I don't like when people be disrespectful to other people. I don't like when people are condescending or think they're better than someone else. That does not make me happy. So I'm not gonna say I get mad, but
Melody loves the answer.
Because it's a good answer.
I'm not saying it's not.
It's
I'm just
a great answer.
I've known
it's a real
you,
answer.
I've known
it gets
you.
Me upset.
I didn't know when you were here in 2002, so Derek Brooks and I have something in common.
Right.
But when you came back, right. I've known you since then, and I don't know if I've ever seen you mad. I've seen you not happy.
Yeah.
I've never seen you upset.
Because you would not like me if I'm angry.
Okay. that would be the Hulk.
Yeah, that would be. Look at you.
Right?
Look at you.
Can you turn green?
No.
If I make you that mad, could you turn green?
I only come in one color.
Okay. Okay. How about most memorable outside of Tampa and all your other stops? Anything that sticks out? Somebody asked for an autograph. Somebody took a picture. Somebody.
Okay. So one time I was, after football, I'd done a bunch of stuff. Like one of them was in a hotel. Working in a hotel, and I went to.
Thank you.
Because I know where you go. So, guy came up to me. He was like, he was working the front desk. He was like, hey, nice to meet you, whatever. Like Styles. He was like, Styles is like, yeah. He's like, Styles, why? He's like, Bucks, this is Ohio. This is in like Gahanna, Ohio. You ever heard of Gahanna?
No.
Right.
I barely heard of Ohio.
Yeah. Well, that's my point. And he knew who I was because I played with the Bucks. So that was pretty cool. That was a pretty dope moment.
How about you being, and I'm sure some people here know this, but maybe everybody doesn't. You were an answer on Jeopardy.
I was. I made it.
What was that like? I think I even sent you.
I think that's how I knew because you sent it.
Because I sent it to you.
Yeah, it was pretty dope. I like that. I was, you know.
This player changed his name to Styles or something like that, right? It was under, I don't remember the exact.
Yeah, something to that effect.
Former name of Styles or something like that.
Great. Yeah.
Right?
It was pretty dope. I mean, it was a small
I'm sure
win.
It would still be on that text log that I'm going to get from AT&T.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'll definitely be able to. Any family members, you know, text you right away? Hey, you're on Jeopardy?
No. You're the only family that did.
Okay. See? So that thing I told you in the locker room, who's going to be there down the road, came true.
There's other things you said in the locker room that I can't discuss out here.
Well, yeah, because we want to finish the hour. All right, let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. 30 minutes down with Styles, G. White, some of the fans' questions, and some giveaways after the next break. We'll be right back.
Kinetics Inspired Fitness is locally owned and operated and offers a diverse mix of fitness for everyone, from your standard weights and machine resistant and cardio equipment to cross and functional training. The environment is great and everyone knows everyone. This is not your typical gym. They offer 24-hour access and are the only fitness center in the area that offers group fitness classes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with their state-of-the-art virtual fitness on-demand system. They also have an outside back area called the backyard, so you can bring your workout outside, offering childcare so you can work out while your kids play. Kinetics Inspired Fitness has all your needs. Located at 66th Street and 102nd Avenue. Memberships as low as $14.99 a month.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work. Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy S.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, the Monday Night Players Show, our 16th consecutive year from the Press Box. All right, I'm really scared. I got a couple things to give you.
Oh, me?
Yeah. Do you have a car?
A who?
A car.
Like a driving car?
Yeah, because I know last time we talked, you were on that moped scooter thing.
I still have it, but yes, I have a car.
So you do have a car. All right. So we have a couple platinum car washes for you from Mr. Car Wash.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So
thank you.
Hook you up
thank
with
you.
That.
You spoil me.
We also have, and this thing is definitely pretty cool, it's a charge hub where you can charge five different items at the same time.
This is nice. This is very nice. I like
my photographer over here is too busy eating. He's slacking off.
That thing is
really pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's definitely cool. All right. I'm confused on something.
Awesome. Okay.
Shockingly, I know to everybody here. You played for Houston, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Atlanta. Who else? What am I missing?
Tennessee. Washington?
I don't know.
Washington?
If you say so.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Washington. But you're a Browns fan now.
I am.
Well, explain that.
It's easy.
Because you don't want to win, so you figure you'll just go with a team that can't do it?
Listen.
You like defeat? That ain't like you.
I like the underdog.
They're lower than underdogs.
What's wrong with being a Browns fan?
No, I'm just saying you played for 97 teams, so you picked the 98th that A, you never played with, and B, is not very good.
I don't see anything wrong with my decision.
No, well, and the only reason why it's okay is expectations. So you don't have your heart broke every Sunday because on Saturday you already know.
It's been rough. I can't lie. It's been rough being a fan, but I'm committed. You see that? Which when you thought that I wasn't committed.
I saw you went to Cleveland.
What? Because my – no. What? No. Yeah, because of my kids. No. My kids live there.
Okay. I'm just saying I know you went to Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, you mean like to visit?
Yeah. I'm not saying to play.
No. Yeah. Right.
I bet you could play on that team.
It's not even a – it's wrong. You're just wrong for that statement. That's just wrong.
How did you decide? How did you make the decision? Seriously.
I was like –
Through a dartboard?
No. I was a big fan of – Johnny Manziel. And there you go.
All right, well, you do know he's not there anymore.
So I stayed there.
Okay. Will you ever go to the dog pound? Will you ever get a ticket?
I will go.
You will?
Yeah.
Does it matter who they're playing? Or we can call Danny Vitale and maybe get you a ticket.
It doesn't matter who they're playing. We're going to get better. Relax. Calm down.
I like that you're using the we, but let me answer it. No, you're not. Unless Otto Graham is coming back from the grave,
listen,
the Cleveland Browns are not going to get better.
Wow.
Just saying.
You have little faith.
I do. I have no faith in the Browns. Not little. None.
That's why you're not a fan.
You were out the tailgate, the What the Buck tailgate yesterday.
I was at the tailgate. Yes,
talk about that. You've been out there before.
Yes. I've been out there, I think this is my second time, I believe. Had a blast. It was awesome.
It's a good time.
It's a great time.
Food is outstanding.
Where were you?
I was in the press box in the air conditioning.
Oh. Huh. And you're a Bucks fan, right?
Did you text me to tell me you were going? Exactly. Okay.
Did I text anybody to let them know I was going?
I'm not concerned about that.
Yeah,
did you text me?
What I'm saying is
Chris did.
There you go. You're on Facebook.
Chris, what?
Chris spoiled. Chris likes to get text messages. He likes to be.
All right.
He's spoiled.
Let's get to some questions from the audience.
Okay.
Targeting. You know what happened, what was it, a week ago?
With the, yes.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with targeting?
No, wait. No.
Are you the new commissioner of something that I don't know about?
No.
We're going to make new rules. Targeting is legal.
You're talking about the Monday night game.
Lester Hayes is coming back.
The Monday night game.
Yeah.
When a dude got knocked out.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Would you like to go into detail? Or
Would you like for me
to go into detail? Yeah, I would. I would like to know why.
Okay.
He led with his head.
No. What he did was play football, and if oh boy, who was a cop? Was a cop that was no? Was it who was the?
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Whomever, he was breaking out trying to get free, so you gang tackle. In the process of getting gang tackled, they had a helmet to helmet. Is it gang tackle? He didn't know how his body was gonna level off. He didn't aim at his head. He went and hit him as he was falling. He hit him in the head.
But that's not allowed. I don't know if you know that.
But it wasn't intentional. If you said targeting is
right.
Intentional, right? So if he came down and it was a straight hit and he wasn't with anyone else, then yeah, I get it. But when you're game tackling, you're supposed to come in with bad intentions.
That's bad a different intention. Football, though.
No, that's what?
I'm saying it's different football now. You can't do that.
Well, not to spear, obviously, within the game. But I don't think anything was wrong with the hit.
Should the NFL go to the college rules of targeting? And if they feel that was a target to
listen,
the player to be thrown out?
NFL has been taking a lot of stuff out of football lately. So, I mean, I don't know.
What have they been taking out?
Like you can celebrate. Now you want to play football. Now you got to wait for a wide receiver to come down, take 8 steps, and then you can hit him. Like, come on. It's not how.
So you're against the celebration?
No, I'm all about the celebration. They just brought it back. And people don't even know how to celebrate no more because it's been gone so long.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean?
How about the Von Miller penalty? What'd you think of that?
I'm not familiar with the Von Miller.
So Von Miller went to...
Oh, and then he went to...
Right.
It was great.
But the only reason why it was a penalty is because referees don't know who are friends and who are not.
Right, but you see them both smiling. Hey, it was a big deal. He gave
the ref's not
school,
looking.
It's an old school big deal. It ain't like he stomped on his face mask or something.
No, I don't think it's a big deal. I'm just saying.
I think the refs just wanted to get on TV.
I don't think it was that. who was your favorite player growing up?
Deion Sanders.
So why didn't you wear 21?
Because I didn't have a Deion Sanders body.
Oh, okay. Who's the toughest player you ever played with and against?
Toughest player I played with. I like Jermaine Phillips. He was pretty tough. And T-Jack, they were pretty tough.
WWE question. Do you watch the WWE?
My favorite wrestler is Goldberg.
So more old school. I didn't think you were old enough to be a Goldberg guy. Because that was before.
We know you're old enough to be a WWE guy.
No, I was a WCW guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're trying to throw me under the bus, at least be...
Well, nonetheless, I was a Goldberg. Yeah, what do you mean? Goldberg was... What are you talking... Why do you keep thinking me and you the same age?
No, we're not.
No.
No, I understand that. No, I understand that.
Goldberg wasn't that long ago.
This just in, you're going to be paying for me pretty soon. Social Security kicks in soon, and that's coming from you. So get that job that I know you're getting ready to get because mama needs a new pair of shoes and it's coming from you. Next.
All right.
Okay.
Goldberg. WWE question. Let's hear it.
What former Buccaneer player would you want as a tag team partner when you enter the Royal Rumble next year? Oh, I'm getting you in. Don't worry.
I visit. I spectate. I'm not gonna be in it. Who would I like to have? Javon Hay.
Why?
He's hilarious.
No, that's not gonna help you in a WWE event. What's he gonna laugh him to death?
Fake. It's fake. I'm not trying.
What?
You didn't know WWE
it's
was fake?
Fake.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. There you go. Learns something new every day.
Okay, so you want a funny guy.
Yeah.
Not a bad dude. I'm not saying Javon's not bad because he's a good friend of mine. But
you mean like?
He's going to laugh you to death.
If it wins, we win.
So that's his finishing move. What's your finishing move? His finishing move is he's going to laugh you to death, and yours is going to be what?
I don't know. I've never really thought about wrestling.
All right, well, you have.
Maybe the Perfect Plex. Remember that?
Yeah, I believe that was Mr. Perfect.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's already taken.
But he's not even around anymore. We'll call it Perfectplex 2.0.
Okay. Did you? I know you don't know this, but there was a MMA fight over the weekend.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Where the guy won with the Boston Crab, or the Walls of Jericho.
Oh, really?
He used it in a fight, in a real fight, and the guy tapped from a Boston Crab.
I mean that hurts. I've been in that before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Who put you in a Boston Crab?
I let him. I wanted to see was it real. It was real. It was real.
Back in the day, since you remember playing, what kind of superstitions, what kind of routines, what did you do before the game? Stop watching NBA.
No, I'm thinking.
Okay.
I was thinking. Okay, I was kind of watching the NBA.
Okay.
Oh, God. All right, so.
Now, I would be okay with you if you like the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I bet you
but
would.
But the Cleveland Browns?
Listen, I thought we were past that.
Okay, we're not.
A history teacher now?
We're never going to be past that.
All right. So what was the question?
I forgot, to be honest. Do you have a favorite joke that's clean enough that you can share? No, never mind. Never mind. Did you make any bets back in the day or now with Minnesota that you lost?
No.
And that's because?
I didn't bet.
You didn't? Okay. It had nothing to do with Minnesota?
No.
Brock Lesnar, were you there when Brock was there?
Yeah, I was there when Brock was there.
What do you remember of Brock?
Brock
or was that a lifetime ago?
No. That was for you. I went and I went. That's the first time I ever went to a wrestling match because of him. It's like he's a world beater. It was awesome.
Monster back then?
Yeah, he was awesome. Nice guy too.
No, he's okay.
He was nice to me.
Oh, that's because you were a football star. Were you a star? How good were you at Minnesota? This should be interesting.
I was decent. I wasn't good enough to go first round, so I couldn't have been that good.
Well, no, there's second round.
I was still a star.
Were you? Could you walk around campus?
And people know that I played.
Did they know that here comes Greg W. White,
yeah,
Greg G. White, Greg T. White?
Yeah, that's – yeah. No.
No.
No. No, they didn't.
What was your nickname growing up?
I didn't have one. I tried to have one, but it never stuck.
Nobody ever gave you a nickname?
No.
Because you can't just make your own.
I did. It didn't stick.
I'm scared. Should I ask? Oh, my God.
No, I just was trying to,
what was it?
No, it just.
No, it was something.
No, all right, so.
It's got to be clean.
Why do you always think that?
Nah, I'm just being careful. I want to have a job tomorrow.
Good idea.
Okay. So what was the nickname that you gave yourself?
I didn't have a nickname that I gave myself. I wanted somebody to call me a nickname, and I tried different things. Like, I broke my arm, so I thought they were going to call me, like, Hacksaw or something, and it didn't work out.
They could have called you One Arm. No?
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Did you have a nickname in college?
No.
Nickname in the pros?
No.
Orlando's still the pros, but you were a star there. Did you have a nickname there?
I did not. See, everybody did think that my name was Greg, and it was actually Gregory.
So your nickname was Greg?
If you want to, yeah, sure.
Whew,
not that exciting.
We already did your favorite superhero. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
Iron Man.
I know.
My favorite
I said
superhero.
We already did.
I love
that.
Okay.
All right. So, who did you like before Iron Man? Since he's fairly new.
He's not fairly new.
How old is he? 10 years?
No, you're talking about the actual, like, because Robert Downey Jr. played him.
Right.
Come on, man. I was.
You were a fan of Iron Man before the movies.
No, I wasn't.
Okay.
But when he played it, I went back and then I saw. You see what I'm saying? So then I was like, yeah, I'm with it. So I didn't really have a superhero. Maybe Spider-Man, I don't know.
So why didn't you fall in love with Superman or Spider-Man? Have a big Spider-Man, you know, with the webs and stuff in your...
Because what he was...
Is it 2,500, 3,000, 5,000 square foot home you have?
No, what? No. Well, because Iron Man never hid who he was.
I'm
so deep. I'm just so deep.
Did you watch Hard Knocks?
I don't.
Would you watch it if Cleveland was it next year?
Probably.
What are the stipulations? You have to be losers, so Cleveland can be there. Not in the playoffs, so Cleveland can be there. They can do it next year. I'd like to wait. I'm going to respect the fact that you say we.
Listen, we could go 12-4.
What? In a decade? You might get 12 wins in a decade.
All this smack you talking right now. It's okay. It's okay. Just know.
You think it's going to come back on me sometime?
Yes, it will.
Your favorite all-time movie? Iron Man.
No.
Thank you. I was hoping not.
My top two favorite movies, Iron Man. The my first. I got a bunch of movies. I like musicals, though.
All right. Rent. Hairspray.
Hairspray.
Okay, never seen it. Joe wants to know your favorite musician.
Jay-Z. Is that like playing instrument music, a musician, or musician?
Yes.
Jay-Z.
Okay.
Okay.
Your favorite activity?
Chess.
Where did that come from? And are you any good at it? Do I need to call George?
I am.
Does George beat you on a regular basis, this friend of yours?
Last time me and George played, I won like five times in a row.
All right. So I have no idea what this means, but some of your fans texted me. Okay, so if this is going to get me in trouble, I don't know. But what does afogato flavor mean?
Afogato. Afogato is where me and George introduced you. George introduced you to it. Okay, so I introduced George to something called afogato. Afogato is gelato and espresso. So afogato is the deal. It's a thing. You should try it.
I doubt
it's amazing. It's so great with cigars.
So it's a drink.
It's more than a drink. It's an experience.
Is that legal in Florida? Or is this legal in Colorado and Washington?
Depends on who you're doing with.
All right. With that, let's go hit our, I believe, fun afternoon. We'll do some giveaways. We also have some tickets to the St. Pete International Folk Fair, if anybody wants to go to that. We have some tickets for the Baywatch movie. We'll hook everybody up, or some people up, when we return. This is The Player Show with Style G, double G.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to CountryDepotStore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or CountryDepotStore.com. Kinetics Inspired Fitness is locally owned and operated and offers a diverse mix of fitness for everyone, from your standard weights and machine resistant and cardio equipment to cross and functional training. The environment is great and everyone knows everyone. This is not your typical gym. They offer 24-hour access and are the only fitness center in the area that offers group fitness classes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with their state-of-the-art virtual fitness on-demand system. They also have an outside back area called the backyard, so you can bring your workout outside, offering child care so you can work out while your kids play. Kinetics Inspired Fitness has all your needs. Located at 66th Street and 102nd Avenue. Memberships as low as $14.99 a month.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. I got another gift or two for you. One is a original grain. I think it's a pretty sweet watch. So we got a original grain watch for you.
I like it. Oh, I like it. Wait, I got to fix this.
Wear that from time to time. And a little eight-man strong trucker hat. Here's your top.
I like. Oh, thank you. Eight-man strong.
Oh. Eight-man strong. All right. So
what's eight-man strong?
It's a clothing company.
Okay.
Weightlifting.
Oh, nice, nice.
Bodybuilding.
Oh, yeah.
Right up your alley.
I don't lift no more.
You still do that, what's that craziness stuff called?
CrossFit.
CrossFit.
No, I don't.
Thank God. Did anybody tell you what a, and I say this jokingly because he was pretty good, awful trainer, nasty, yelling, screaming?
I was never like that to you. You're probably like the worst trainee ever, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But and then Chris wasn't far behind you.
See, I didn't.
He didn't. Yeah,
might have worked harder.
Very true. Yeah.
Did he make you run around the building? Yeah. Run.
He didn't make it through the whole workout.
I will admit his warm up was a tough workout. Yeah, the spider thing and lift your leg and look ridiculous.
You had to get it.
All right, so I'm gonna ask. Many people have put this one question in regarding your name. I know it's old news because it happened about 6 weeks ago about the name. And I'm going to say this in a loving way because he's a friend. But here's the question I'm going to choose to read about your name.
Okay.
What character from the movie Teen Wolf inspired you to change your name?
Michael J. Fox's best friend, Stiles Stilinski.
Right, Stiles.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I kind of gave you, what character? I'm going to go on a limb and say the character Stiles.
Yeah, Stiles.
So, now, some people believe, and I said, is this your first day you've met Stiles, G. White?
Who?
That there's more to it than that.
Yes.
But there really isn't.
Why?
Oh, now you're going to make something up on a fly.
So much more to me than just these good looks.
Well, all right, so what more?
What do you want to know?
Why did you choose Stiles from the Michael J. Fox Teen Wolf movie?
Because if you looked at the movie, which is like one of my top 10 movies, by the way, in case you were wondering.
You should watch more movies.
He was an entrepreneur, and he didn't care about what people thought.
But he never got to surf on top of the van.
That's right. He made money off of the guy who surfed.
Smart. Okay, all right.
So, but he still won. He was winning.
All right. Yeah, okay. A lot of old TV shows, movies are being redone. Old to you would be about 15, 18 years ago.
And old to you would be about a century.
Well, old to me would be Gunsmoke, Bonanza.
Yeah.
Laughing. Do you ever see Laughing?
MASH.
Now you're going to upset my wife. That's her favorite. She took off from work to watch the finale of MASH, as did 90% of this country.
I didn't know. Well, I digress. You're not going to get me in trouble with the wife, so you know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't
want
to do that.
No, I don't want no parts of that.
So what older TV show or movie would you like to see redone? Okay.
Yeah. Such last minute. I don't know.
Not last minute. You have 4 minutes. Come up with an answer.
Okay. Give me 4 minutes.
All right. We will come back to it.
Okay.
Reality stuff. I used to ask you this all the time. Now that you've been out of the league almost 5 years, do any reality, go to Big Brother, do Survivor. I'm scared. I don't even want to mention the other one, the one where you don't have clothing, because that would burn a picture into my head that I don't want to.
Like adult film?
Oh, my God. Oh, please, stop.
Well, I know where you were going with it.
Oh, my God.
I'm in.
The burger that I was going to get from the press box at the top of the hour, please cancel.
Yeah.
I just don't think I'm going to be able to eat.
Not would I do any of those? I never watched reality TV shows.
You've never watched any of them? So that means we can sign you up because you don't know what it's about.
You can sign me up for a low fee.
Little fee?
Low fee.
Well, no, they pay you.
No, but what's the fee?
I think it's 100. Well, you can win a $500,000.
Oh, no. I
could see you winning because what word do I want to use?
Awesome. Fantastic.
No, that's not the way I'm. No, I'm thinking something different.
More awesome, more fantastic.
Outspoken. Flamboyant.
I like flamboyant.
Okay.
It works.
No, I'm saying.
No, I like it.
Those type of players go to the end. They don't always win, but they go to the end.
Audacious. I just learned that word.
I'm something similar. I'm thinking of words close to that. So we should sign you up for that.
No, thank you.
What movie would you like to be in? Other than Iron Man. That doesn't count because they're not going to make you, you know.
What movie? Sherlock Holmes.
You would be Sherlock Holmes? You would solve?
I'd be Watson.
Be Watson?
Yeah.
Let's get back to the Cleveland Brown thing. You wake up one morning and say,
"What is it? It's the Cleveland Browns. I'm okay with my decision." All right?
I'm not okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with my decision.
But you'll be at the game on Thursday as a guest of the Buccaneers.
Because I played.
No, I understand. Getting serious for a minute.
Okay, me too. I play for them. That's fair. Yes, I'm going there because they're doing a Ring of Honor, and I was invited, so I went.
You haven't gone yet.
I do things.
That's Thursday, so you haven't went. You're going on Thursday.
I'm going on Thursday. Sorry for me.
Have you been back to games?
No.
Do you watch football other than your rooting? I don't even know if you really watch the Cleveland Browns.
I do the red zone. I do the red zone. I watch them, but they typically not in the red zone as much as I want them to. So.
When was the last time they were in the red zone?
Last week.
What they 31-7?
They scored.
Okay. I honestly thought they were going to win. I thought I had it strategically planned. You were coming tonight. The Browns were going to somehow find a way to win.
Yo, listen. Listen, okay? Because the Bucks are doing well. And I'm happy for the Bucks. I am. I like the Bucks. Just like the Browns.
More? Equal.
Listen, playing for the Bucks was a business decision. That's all it was. I got the freedom to pick who I want after I finish playing.
I understand. No, I do, just because it makes.
But people get sensitive. Don't be sensitive.
I'm not sensitive.
Don't get bitter. Get better.
Chris, that was your line. Chris, did you hear the line?
Don't get bitter. Get better.
Don't get bitter. Get better. You remember that one? That was his line all the time.
He had no idea what
he did. So you didn't pay attention during the workout.
He just threw up.
I got you. All right. We're going to do a couple of the giveaways off the air. We're out of time. Let's thank Styles G for coming out. Get your cards and keep these cards or whatever these are called, tickets. That's how we're going to give away the next Gerald McCoy.
We're done already?
Yeah, go ahead, eat some more wings.
No. Well.
Thanks, everybody. Let's log off. Just that Jigga Man, Pam C and B-U-M-B, you know why. Big Southern rap here, Rosario. Coming straight about the black barrio. Make some meal up off of sorry. Now sit back and beat my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't f***ing scare it. Now every time, every place, everywhere we go. Stop pointing and say, there he go. Now you know we carry more in a little bit. We don't pull it out.